Another thing is, you are here in the Olympic neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's no house, there's no Subud house here.
Well, that's not a problem. We go from house to house. In my part of the Subud group, the men, I'm the youngest at 79. And we travel to each other's houses on a rotating basis.
And pot roast is involved in these travels.
only when we go north up to
Chimicum.
Yeah. And then, otherwise, it's cookies.
Yeah. Oh, we always have dessert.
I see cookies, dessert, and pot roast. Sounds like a good diet.
Trip to Sly's before the guys come for Lyon, the bakery down here.
So this is not, you wouldn't call yourself isolated members necessarily.
No.
Because you're doing Latihan every week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did this community, and I'll use it in that way, how did it evolve?
Well, when we came over, we were here before the Ryans, I think. And I guess we were kind of isolated at that time.
Well, you may have had Robert's been here, Robert Nil.
Yeah.
And I think Imber Mate.
And we met, he had his office for ClearPath on Bainbridge, and mm-hmm. we would meet there. Mm-hmm. And we did that for a couple of years.
He actually bought a house on Bainbridge that he tried to use for
the basement.
The basement for Latihan. The ladies, because there were a couple of ladies here too that I was doing Latihan with, we tried to do Latihan there. And it's in a basement, and the one day that I remember, especially with one of the ladies who's pretty sensitive, the tenant upstairs was home, and we could hear every sound he made. Mm. And it just wasn't comfortable doing Latihan there. So we didn't go back. I don't know what happened to the house. Yeah. It was not a very good area, and so we just have been doing it. Frederick thinks it's great to do Latihan at our houses, but it means that I need to make sure that we kind of clean up a little bit before people come. Mm-hmm. So that's always a little more of an effort, and it's not a big effort, but it's a little more to think about that before Latihan.
We tried to get a super house over
to a place.
In the Kingston area, but we couldn't work it.
I know of a place right up here on the corner that would be perfect, but I don't want to have to fix it up, and I'm sure we can't afford it. It's right up where people would see it and everything. Mm-hmm. But
so there's a vision, but when your youngest members are 79 and 77 years old, how much energy does one have? And that goes to the obligatory Subud question, and that is, do you have concern about Subud's future when many communities, the average age is 77 or 71 years old, or certainly 60s. You know, I'm considered a younger member, and I'm 53.
Well, I'm not concerned with it because I think something will happen. I mean, my whole life has been based upon like a ping pong ball, you know. Something happens, and that causes something else to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing will to Subud.
I'm certainly
not going to keep Subud secret. Mm-hmm. And if somebody asked me about it, I would go for hours with them. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, I'm not sure that advertising or whatever promotion deal is necessary. You
know? So expect Subud to be slapped by the ping pong paddle of Almighty God.
Yeah.
No, you said...
I don't know, though. I think you have to be willing to hit that wall back once in a while. It's partly being open, like I can see maybe there's a place, maybe having some sense of, well, maybe somebody will come to it. Right now I know I don't have the energy to put an ad in the paper and say, can you all come? But that's worked for some people, you know.
Well, this is very interesting that you say that, because, you know, I'm a vision person, an idea person. I like to get things started. And I also take it upon myself to be in the company of elders, and I mean that in the most respectful way. And, you know, when you say something like that, then maybe the seed is planted in me, and maybe I relay it to someone who might be at a regional board meeting in the near future and might put that on as an agenda and see if that's possible to do that and what it would take. Because, you know, we're talking the Subud House just got a $10,000 grant from the Subud Foundation to make it handicapped accessible, and that's a beautiful thing, and that takes care of a lot of the cost of having that necessary act done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it might be considerably less than we think to buy a house like this, and who knows how this would affect the Subud community here. It might be a very good thing. I like to think that Subud has been an amazing thing in my own life, and see the changes in it and continued changes in it, and the ability to use it in times of need, like when my father died, doing special Latihans in Seattle the very day I found out he died, to do it in Evanston, Illinois, close to where he lived his whole life, and to do it again in Pittsburgh at the National Congress. So that's maybe that's something that can be taken up with the Pacific Northwest Subud Dewan. So, but you also have the experience of being actual isolated members. Can you speak to that?
Well, the most isolated, of course, is when I go on a 70-day submarine patrol. Mm. And that is very isolating.
But were you
no, I guess I wasn't. But I did pick, on Point Loma when I was commanding officer. And we were gone for 4 or 5 months, I think.
7 months.
Was it? in a different ocean. Melanie and the family were in San Diego, and that's where ship was home ported. But I was operating in the Atlantic, and I had a deep oceanographic research ship, and I was commanding officer of that. And we explored the ocean bottom down to 30,000 feet, but I was the only Subud member on the ship. So I would do Latihan in my stateroom. But it would have been very helpful to have a Subud group somewhere. And the places where we went, there weren't any groups. So that's when I was most isolated, I would say.
We were fairly isolated when we were in Connecticut. After Bruce died, the Dodsons were there, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was anyone else.
No.
There were a few members in Connecticut, and so occasionally we would get together with, you know, a larger group.
But I think that we had about 9 in our group at the most. We could have called ourselves
Subud Mystic.
Subud Mystic. But we didn't.
Be careful.
Because one of our members was from Mr. Connecticut.
Right. There were some wonderful ladies, in it, but I'm not sure if we went there when we were living there. But let's see if I can remember their names.
Mary was one of them.
Mary Mulhausen and,
They lived in a house down in Connecticut.
Yeah, these were two widows who probably were fairly wealthy, but they built bought a house, and they each had one end of the house as their personal quarters, and then they shared a living room and kitchen. And Elmira Ingersoll was the other lady's name.
Elmira
Ingersoll. And
where was this?
In Connecticut.
It was in Connecticut. I'm not sure what the name of the town was.
Yeah.
Just a little south of New London. When I would go back, after we moved out here, I'd go back occasionally and visit Vita, who lived in Waterford. And we would go down and do Latihan with Mary and Elmira. And the last time I remember going there, they were both about 100 years old then. They both since passed away, but I walked into the living room, and these two women were sitting, getting quiet, and I could just feel this strength, and it was really something. I don't know if you ever met them, but it was, and Vita, I think it was just the four of us, and I'm not sure if you were alone.
I was doing
a lot
of
one
the
of
other,
the times, yeah.
And at the other end of the house.
But, I mean, these women could hardly get out of their chairs, but wow, they were really something. Mm-hmm. And after we had tea, and I can remember Mary pouring from a big pot of tea. This little lady who's about 100 years old, she did it, and she signed her book for us that night too, as a matter of fact. But it was a treat that she, Elmira was into everything under the sun. She had all kinds of various spiritual groups and stuff going, but she had a lot of energy, and up until the end when she really couldn't do very much. It's very much of a treat to visit those two.